Geneva gowns. Pastor Phillips has explained the reason that we wear gowns, robes, is because when I'm minister, when one of the other ministers ministers, we're, it's not just a private guy, it's not a personality, it's an office. And the gowns reflect that this is an official capacity. Offices have uniforms. You wouldn't take a, I use the analogy, the question asked it, if you wouldn't take a ticket from a man not in a police uniform. And so the minister is operating in an office. Now, it's not necessary to wear a Geneva gown. When I was a 10th pres, we didn't. When I was in Florida, we didn't. I actually think it's a good reflection on how we should think. It causes you not to, I hope it at least reinforces, it's not the person, it's not Rick thinks this or Jeff thinks this, but it's the office of the word. I think it's a very good thing. So the question is, well, why don't the ruling elders wear them? Well, because the ruling elders exercise their authority and their ministry jointly and not severally. The PCA has we have an interesting elder policy that we say there's deacons and elders, but there are two classes of elders. I actually think that that's probably not a bad approach to it. In Ephesians 4, Paul specifically mentions the office of the pastor teacher. So that indicates that the pastor is a real thing. But then in Acts, we read that Paul and Barnabas, when they left, they established elders in the towns. And so elders tends to be used as a term that also includes the pastors. That's kind of the biblical data. But the Bible makes a distinction between the elders who rule in plural and the minister who exercises his ministry. The term is severally. It means individually. You know, Mel and I kind of have a joke that the joint several distinction is a really important one. The ruling elders, Lord bless them. I hope you're praying for those wonderful guys. But they exercise their authority almost everything. The only thing they do that's not joint is pray. But as a general rule, the ruling elders act jointly as a body. We don't have 18, CEOs wandering around making policy. It's done together. That's biblical polity, plurality of elders. The minister is different. He is set apart full-time for the ministry of the word. 1 Timothy 5:17 says that the teaching elders are to be accorded double honor. So the Bible's going to say there's going to be a respect particularly accorded to those who are set apart for the ministry of the word. Well, I've had people say, well, I think the term reverend is unbiblical. Well, I really don't care about it. I'm not hugely invested in that. I do think it is biblical because of that statement. There is to be a respect shown to those who exercise the office of the teaching elder, of the minister of the word. And the Geneva gown is for ministers because they alone exercise their office severally, individually. The elders don't come to the pulpit with me. They pray for me. But the minister exercises his office severally, and that's the answer for that. I hope that's helpful.